Today, I'm going to talk about how many patients a dentist needs in order to run a profitable practice. If you are buying a dental practice, the most important number for you to understand and to know is how many patients are at that practice. Because when you're buying a practice, you're not buying the seller. You're not buying the seller's production. You're not buying the past numbers at this practice. You are buying the future potential to do dentistry on a certain number of patients. And so the more patients that are at that practice, the more profitable that acquisition is going to be. So how many patients do you need as a dentist in order to run a profitable practice? The first question I want to ask is, what does it even mean to run a profitable practice as a dentist? Literally, profitable just means that your income is greater than your expenses. If your income is only slightly more than your expenses, technically you might be profitable if you're making $10,000, $20,000 a year. But is that really the kind of lifestyle that you want to have? Do you really want to spend all this time and energy to run a dental office and only make maybe $100,000 a year? That's less than you could have been making if you were to just work at an associate job. The average associate is able to make something like $200,000 to $300,000 a year. And so if you are going to become a practice owner, you should expect your income to be significantly more than what you would be making at an equivalent associate job. Because if you're working at an associate job, you have a lot more flexibility and freedom in terms of when you can leave, and you have less risk associated with that job. So if you're working an associate job that you're not being paid well, you can just leave at any time. That's not to say ownership is not a good idea. It absolutely is an incredibly smart idea as a dentist to become an owner, but you need to make sure that the opportunity you're looking at is going to provide significant advantages over staying as an associate. There's one other formula that I want us to take into account. Revenue equals the total number of patients times production per patient. It's pretty simple. You are going to produce a certain amount of dentistry on each patient. If you add up all the dentistry you produce on all the patients, that's going to give you the total production for the office. So ultimately, that means that if you are considering buying a practice, you need to be looking at all three of those variables. How many patients are there? How much are you going to be able to produce per patient? And what are the expenses going to look like at this office? You might have a little bit of wiggle room with expenses, but expenses is fairly fixed. Your production per patient is largely going to be based upon your skill as a dentist. And so any office you go to, you're going to bring along that ability to produce on each patient. But what absolutely is going to change between the different offices that you're evaluating is the number of patients at those offices. So how do you calculate the number of active patients at a dental practice? First off, I want to make this very clear. You cannot trust practice brokers to give you an accurate representation of how many patients there are at a practice. Brokers will use all sorts of different methods to calculate their numbers. And the way they usually do it is they simply export a report from the practice management software that lists how many charts have had their statuses changed in some way in the last either 24 or 36 months. There's a lot of different problems with this. First of all, chart updates do not necessarily equal actual visits. And so depending on which practice management software you are using, there might be situations in which maybe someone's chart, a note was just added for billing purposes. Like there's all sorts of things that you can do to update a chart that might change that active patient number in the software that don't actually equate to an actual visit by a patient. Another big issue is that sometimes there even is a patient that comes to the office, but it might just be for a limited exam or something small, where the patient comes in because their tooth is hurting, they want to see what's wrong with it. Maybe they get one x-ray done and they never come back to the office again. And this might have been 2 or 3 years ago, but the broker is still counting that number as an active patient. I don't care if someone came in for a limited exam 2 years ago. That is not going to affect how many patients I'm going to be able to see next year after I buy this office. The practice brokers and sellers are going to be incentivized to try to inflate this number to make the practice look more appealing, to make you want to buy the office. Remember, the broker is being paid a commission, a percentage of the sale price for that practice. So the more the practice sells for, the more the broker is going to get paid, which means the broker is incentivized to make the practice look more attractive than it might actually be. So how do we actually calculate the true active patient number at a practice? The way that I like to define active patients is not patients who came in 2 years ago for a limited exam. It's the number of patients that are actively on the hygiene recall schedule. These are patients that are scheduled to come back into the future. If you buy the practice, they are scheduled to come see you, and you will be able to treatment plan on these patients. There are three different methods I use in order to calculate this number. When I am evaluating a practice, I like to do all three so that we can compare and make sure that they're consistent between the different methods. The first and basic easy method to quickly get an idea of how many patients there are at a practice is see how many hygienists there are. A hygienist is able to service about 800 patients per year. So if you have an office where there is only one hygienist, but the broker is telling you there's 2,000 patients, how is the hygienist seeing 2,000 patients per year? The only way you can have more than 800 to maybe 1,000 active patients with one hygienist is if the office is doing some sort of assisted hygiene where assistants are allowing hygienists to see more than one patient per hour, or if the dentist is doing hygiene, or if there's an associate dentist there that's also doing hygiene. Now, I'd be careful buying a practice where the dentist or associate dentist are doing hygiene. Ideally, you're buying a practice where the hygienists are doing hygiene so you can come in and produce on those patients. The second method, and this is one of the most reliable ways that we can actually get a concrete number of how many patients there are and do this without actually having to visit the office just yet. So this is how I initially evaluate practices before we schedule site visits so that we can get an idea before we even waste time going further into the practice if this practice is worth pursuing. And that's by looking at the production by procedure reports. The production by procedure reports are some reports that are exported from the practice management software. They contain the ADA code. They contain the description of that code, the number of procedures performed in the year for that code, and then the revenue that was generated from that code. Using these numbers, we can usually get a pretty good estimate of how many pro fees or how many recalls were done in a year at an office. But keep in mind, you cannot just take the number of recall exams or the number of pro fees and assume that that number is equal to the number of patients. The reason is because patients will often come in more than once for recall exams during a year. Generally, the ideal schedule is they come back every 6 months. So that means that for every two pro fees, you have one active patient at the practice. But not every patient is going to come back at exactly the 6 month mark. And so I usually, rather than dividing the number by two, I divide the number by 1.5, because this takes into account that the average patient is probably going to come back about every 9 months. Now, some practices we have to modify the way that we calculate this number for various reasons. Some dentists will, for instance, only do recall exams at every other pro fee. That's something we need to know about before we calculate this number if that's the case. You need to look at what was the seller doing at this office, calculate out how many patients there are, and then we can do the projections for the future profitability of this practice based upon how you are going to run the office. The third method to calculate number of active patients is to simply go into the office, look at the schedule, and count how many active patients there are. Now, obviously, you're probably not going to have time to go through and look at an entire year's worth of the schedule and count all of the patients. But if you could at least count how many came in a month, you can multiply that out in order to get a pretty decent estimate of how many patients there are. So now we need to look at what are the expenses going to be. The average dental office payroll is going to be about 30%, practice loan repayment about 10%, rent about 5%, variable cost another 20%. So total overhead is probably going to be about 65% for the average dental practice, which means your profit is going to be about 35%. That's a 35% profit margin on the collections of the dental office. Now, this is assuming it's a solo office with one doctor. If you have an associate, these numbers are going to be different. Now, the other number on this equation is how much are we going to be able to produce per patient? So for my estimates, I usually estimate that a new dentist buying a practice is going to be able to produce about $1,000 per patient. Now, you can calculate this out for yourself at your associate job by seeing what your production is and how many patients you've seen. That can give you a pretty decent estimate of what your production is going to be at the office when you take it over. With a 35% profit margin, if we want to make $500,000, revenue is going to be $1.4 million. In order to get $1.4 million of revenue, if you're producing $750 per patient, you're going to need 1,866 patients. If you're able to produce $1,000 per patient in order to get $1.4 million in revenue, you're going to need to see 1,400 patients. If you're able to do $1,250 per patient per year, then you only need 1,120 patients. So what does this mean? What's the big picture here? The big picture is if you want to become a practice owner, your goal is to find a practice with as many active patients as possible. Because if you have too many patients, fine, you make a little more money than you were expecting. But if you have too few, it's going to take you a while to get more patients into that practice. Your goal is to find the practice with the most possible patients that you can find and realistically afford. With dentistry, there is no cap on how much money you can make at an office. You're only going to be limited by either your ability to produce or the number of patients at the practice. I would much rather be limited by my ability to produce than the number of patients at the practice, because when you're limited by number of patients, that's when you're just sitting around at the office doing nothing when you could have been out enjoying your time doing something else. That is one of the worst feelings, when you have to sit at the office for 2 hours with no patients on your schedule because you have someone scheduled to come in at 4 o'clock. If you just scheduled a little bit better and a little tighter, you could have been done by 2 o'clock and been out of the office, but you're sitting there waiting for a patient to come in. If you can just get a practice with enough patients, then you're not going to have to sit around. You can go in and you can work hard. You fill up your spots, and when you're done, you get to leave. You're going to be making more money at a practice like this where your schedule is full. You're going to be happier. You're not going to have the time to sit around and contemplate whatever it is you're contemplating, scrolling on your phone, waiting for patients to come in. You get in, you get the work done, you get out, and you go and enjoy your life. If you're buying a practice, do not rely on a practice broker to tell you how many patients there are at a practice. If you are buying a practice, you need to make sure that you are calculating the number of active patients at the practice yourself, or if you are inexperienced with how to read financial statements, hire someone who's on your side to do the work for you to make sure that you're buying what you are expecting to buy. Do not rely on an accountant to do this evaluation for you. If you ask an accountant if a practice is worth buying, the accountant is simply going to look at the previous year's financials. They're going to look at the total revenue for the office. They're going to look at the expenses, and they're going to tell you what the seller's profit was. And they're just going to assume that you are going to be able to maintain that same profit. That's not how it works in real life. In real life, you don't just get to buy the production from the seller. You're buying access to patients. So what you really need to be looking at is not the seller's past profitability. You need to be looking at what are the numbers that are going to go into calculating what your future profitability at that office is going to look like. This is what I do full time. I help dentists evaluate dental practices. If you want to reach out, I'd be happy to work with you. But even if you don't reach out to me because for whatever reason you don't like bald guys or whatever, you need to find someone who has experience with actually running a practice, understands the numbers behind the actual dentistry, not just financial numbers. Because you do not want to get into a situation where you buy a practice that was profitable for the seller, but is not going to be profitable for you as a buyer. Buying a dental practice is either going to be one of the best decisions that you've ever made or one of the worst decisions you've ever made. And the primary thing that's going to determine what kind of experience you have is what type of practice you buy. If you buy the wrong practice, you are going to be setting yourself up for a huge amount of distress. But if you can buy the right practice, you can set yourself up for a level of success and freedom and control that you are absolutely never going to find at an associate job.